There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Good morning. It is a numbers game here on VSiN. I'm Jeff Parles in for Gil Alexander today. It is Wednesday, which you guys all know what it means. The 11 o'clock hour on a Wednesday, of course, we always start with our guy, Jason Weingarten, of course, the host of the Wide World of Weingarten podcast at VSiN, and of course, noted LA Rams fan. Jason, have you come down from the Rams victory yet on Sunday?
I did. I finally changed out of my Rams gear, I think, on Monday at some point. I didn't want to take my pants off from the game.
So, Jason, your initial thoughts here as we, of course, are now in the middle of the 2-week marathon in the lead up to the Super Bowl between the Bengals and the Rams. What are your initial thoughts here as we sit 10 days out?
I think it's going to be a good game. I would expect a high scoring sort of affair, potentially a shootout, something that plays well on television, not necessarily a low scoring defensive type game that I prefer. I did actually lay -190 with the Rams before I even left the stadium on Sunday night. I thought that line would go up. I saw Circa was up at about -208 already, so I jumped on the Rams before the trophy ceremony was even over. And I don't know, I'm not expecting it to go past 4.5. I think if it got any higher, I would definitely consider the Bengals on the spread.
Do you think that this will move back to four, or do you think this is gonna stay right here at 4.5 most of the time?
It might move back to four. You might see some fours, some 4.5s at different books, maybe catering to different players. I think what you're really gonna look for is seeing where you can get deals on either side of the money line, especially with the legal books and promotions. I can see a whole lot of, you know, sort of promotions tied into the Super Bowl to entice you to bet on a side. It's an interesting game because this is the sort of one-off game. People talk about it a lot, where the market is so big that the sharp bets don't necessarily influence the line movement the way they would in a typical game. So there's a lot of noise on this game.
Jason, Super Bowl MVP market here. Of course, we know the history. The deck is stacked for quarterbacks. Stafford right now is your Super Bowl MVP favorite at +115. Joe Burrow's at +210 at BetMGM. Cooper Kupp's the only other guy who's short of 10-1. He's 6-1 right now. Would that be the guy you would look at, even though it is a very short number for a non-quarterback?
I would not look at Cooper Kupp at 6-1 only because if I did want to play Cooper Kupp to win the MVP, the way I would do it is I would manipulate one of these same game parlays that the books are offering now, and I would bet a correlated Kupp over, you know, 8 receptions over 125 yards and to score at least 2 touchdowns. I'm pretty sure if you correlate enough Cooper Kupp over props, you'll get better than 6-1, and he can still cash those all and not win MVP. I don't think 6-1 is a good number. I think 16-1 on Aaron Donald is an even worse number. For that matter, that's the kind of number that in previous years would be 50-1, 80-1, 100-1. 25 to 1 or less on any defensive player is insane to me. I don't think you're going to get any value there. Don't let anybody tell you that a defensive player at a low number is worth a bet. But this is definitely a quarterback dominated market, because this is going to be a quarterback dominated game.
Absolutely. As you see on your screen, Super Bowl MVPs by position. Quarterbacks, of course, this is number 56 now. 31 of the 55 have been won by quarterbacks. I agree with you 100% on Aaron Donald. That is way too low of a number at 16-1. The next shortest defensive player, Jason, is Von Miller at 15-1. Everyone else is triple digits or more. So definitely agree with you there. Stay away from Aaron Donald to win the MVP of the Super Bowl. Jason, I just want to ask you this, because we talked about it a little bit earlier with the lawsuit of Brian Flores suing the NFL. And the one thing, at least from a betting perspective, potentially that we can pull from that was the tanking related stuff with Stephen Ross offering a pretty nice sum of money per loss for Brian Flores for that 2019 season. You saw Hugh Jackson insinuate on Twitter last night that may happen in Cleveland as well with Jimmy Haslam. Just your thoughts on that, because that's the one thing, at least from our sphere of the world, that could possibly lead to something.
That's an incredible allegation to put on paper in a lawsuit. You know, you hear stuff like that flying around and you hear rumors about crazy stuff all the time. But to actually have, you know, a firm representing Flores, a legitimate firm, putting that in a suit, they have to be fairly confident that there's evidence behind it. And it's a bombshell. It's basically... it's not point shaving, but it's fixing. If I was to do that, if I was to pay somebody $1,000 or $100,000 a game to throw a game, you know, I would probably go to jail and be banned from sporting events and everything and be called a criminal. But the owner of a team instructing his coach to throw games should be the headline here. This should absolutely be the headline. And If this catches fire, if this gains traction, Ross is in serious trouble. I would not be surprised if he's forced to sell the team. You know, you can't have an owner doing stuff like that. I mean, there's a line, and if proven, Ross has clearly crossed it. That's, you know, that's just one of the things everybody knows you can't do in football, in any sport.
No, look, I 100% agree with you. And I would imagine that, look, if these are proved out in a court of law to be true, I don't know how the NFL can keep Ross around and not force him out. It doesn't make sense for them to do that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy to me, and I'm not totally surprised, but I feel like the headline is not being focused on the bombshell allegation. The stuff about the sham interviews is not that surprising. It's disappointing, and it's shining a light on the diversity hires in the NFL and all the issues, but it's not surprising. The allegation of being paid to lose games is a major issue for the NFL and should be the headline right now.
Jason Weingarten with us here on A Numbers Game, of course, The Wide World of Weingarten, his podcast with us here at VSiN. Jason, 5 days a week now on the podcast, right?
Yeah, just about 5 days, doing almost five right now. Been five last week, five this week, I think.
There we go. And one of your specialties is to go off the beaten trail and find markets that a lot of people wouldn't necessarily bet. And one of your specialties so far, the Caribbean Series, is we're down to the semifinal round, right, Jason?
Yeah, final four teams, Venezuela and Colombia is the first game this afternoon. Venezuela turns around after 10 innings last night and plays Colombia early this morning. Colombia won their first series Cribe game, won their second series Cribe game, and ended up qualifying for the second round for the first time in the country's history. That's the first game today. I bet over 6.5 there. Over 6.5, good to minus 120. I think the quick turnaround time hurts Venezuela a lot.
So is that the only play today, or one more, Jason?
You know, the evening game, you have the Dominicans playing at home in the Dominican Republic versus Mexico. I'm not a huge fan. This is a rematch of one of the first games that happened on the first day. Same pitchers. I lean the over there. Guys have already seen these starting pitchers, so they're slightly more familiar. And 6.5, I mean, anytime you have a 6.5 total in an international baseball game, in a winter league baseball game, you better have a really good reason to bet the under. Otherwise, I mean, 6.5, we're talking like Corbin Burns and Walker Buehler facing mm-hmm. each other, not Tyler Alexander and Brendan Bernardo, who are guys I know, but how many people know those guys I just mentioned? You know, we're giving them a 6.5 total. Come on now.
Tyler Alexander, when he was in the majors, was a guy that would be like a 9.5, 10 at least in any of his starts.
Like, I mean, and now we're giving him a 6.5. Let's not get carried away here. What is there, like a 20-mile-an-hour wind coming in straight from center field?
Yeah, no, no.
There's not.
Yeah, I'm with you there. By the way, first semifinal, 2:00 Eastern time for Venezuela and Colombia. 2:00 Eastern time is the first pitch of the first game, and then Mexico and the Dominican Republic at 7:00 Eastern time tonight. Jason, we have about a minute. I'm going to keep you for the a little bit of the next segment as well, because there is a lot of worldwide golf going on this week. You have the event in Saudi Arabia. You have Pebble Beach. You have the European Tour. So we'll get your thoughts on that in the next segment, because we're running low on time. Because Maverick McNealy last week, Jason, was in the mix and then had a nice little implosion on the Saturday.
Yeah, he's done that a couple times for me. He almost won at Pebble Beach last year. I think he got second or third. Mm-hmm. He was even like the favorite live betting late. But you know, he's a short favorite this time, 25-1. Not as exciting as getting him at 66-1 or 100-1.
Oh, 100%. But Jason, we'll get your plays, because a lot of golf this week. Three major tournaments going on this week. Jason Weingarten, of course, the host of the Wide World of Weingarten podcast. Again, check it out today, VSiN.com/podcast. One more segment with Jason. We'll get his golf plays for this week as we roll along here on a Wednesday morning, Groundhog Day, here on A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to watch the big game? We want to make sure that VSiN is a part of your plans. So on championship weekend, we'll have 56 hours of free video coverage, all on VSiN.com, leading you up to our sixth annual live big game betcast. Amazing that we've had six of them already, but we are at number six. It's the biggest game of the year. So make plans now to join VSiN and the betting experts we have here at the network before, during, and after all the action for free at VSiN.com. All 56 hours of our big game coverage live on VSiN.com. It is a numbers game here on VSiN. I'm Jeff Parles in for Gil Alexander. Jason Weingarten hanging around for one more segment. Jason, we'll start at Pebble Beach this week. Three tournaments to look at from a betting perspective. You have the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. You have the Saudi International, and then the European Tour is in the UAE this week as well. But let's start. What are you looking at in Pebble Beach this weekend?
So I have a larger golf card than usual this week, and part of it is just because I have a slightly expanded golf bankroll at the moment from winning a Luke List future last week. So naturally, I have to bet it all back this week. But beyond that, my girlfriend's also going to be away for the weekend. So three golf tournaments. You know what? What more could you ask for, you know, including from the Middle East? So I have it all night. Like, you know, so I am locked and loaded, top 10s, top 20s, top 5s. I am all over these cards. So in Pebble Beach, there's a couple Euro Tour guys that are taking advantage of most of the top of the field being in Saudi to get in this field. So I took Dean Burmeister at 100-1. I took Minwoo Lee. I got 66-1 on him. I saw he was available as high as 85-1. So I got in a little too early on him. I bet Grayson Sig 115-1. He's a guy I bet frequently, waiting for him to break through on the PGA Tour. He won at Pebble Beach as an amateur. And I did bet Maverick McNealy, who you mentioned. I bet him at 25-1, only because I've already bet him so many times before. It's just kind of one of those things where if he does happen to break through and win this weekend, I'd be really upset if I didn't bet on him. So, you know, I always tell people on the podcast when I'm betting on golf that if you like five guys and you have a sixth guy and you're about to leave him off, you might as well include that sixth guy, because you're really going to hate yourself when that sixth guy is the first round leader and you're like, oh, he was almost on my card. And, you know, it happens to me so often that I'm always, if I like six guys, I go seven. If I like five guys, I go six. Mito Pariah was another guy I like. I saw him at 60-1, saw his numbers sort of move up, started moving down. Now he's more in the 40s and 50s, but I bet him top 10, top five. Pariah was 5.5-1 for the top 10, 10-1 for the top five. And Grayson Sig, I also bet top 10 and top five at Pebble Beach. So I got a lot going on there. I have way more than that too, but those are some of my favorites.
We will have all these in the newsletter for everyone on that for Jason. Again, a lot of plays there. I like your Grayson Sig one. I'm gonna follow you there.
I think Wes and Brady liked them too. I listened to their podcast early this morning. I got up real early, so they're on them too. I agree with them. It was a pretty good episode. They explained the course real well too.
We'll have Brady Cannon actually a little bit later in the program here. So a little more golf talk as well. All right. The European Tour tournament in the UAE, and of course, the Asian Tour tournament, the Saudi International, that a lot of high end players are playing at this year. Jason, anything on either of those two events?
Yeah, so I have a couple long shots in the UAE. Stephen Galisher, I bet him top 10 at 18-1, top 5 at 40-1. Miguel Angel Jimenez, who spends most of his time on the senior tour these days, I bet him at 200-1 to win at DraftKings. I saw he was 270 to win at FanDuel. That's a great number. 40-1 top 5, 18-1 top 10, etc. Daniel Van Tonder, I bet at I think 80-1 to win, 8-1 top 10. I like both of those numbers. And then Ryan Fox has decided to play this event over the Saudi event. I bet him at 50-1. He's a big hitter. I think he could win on this course. Don't have much course history here other than some Challenger Tour events. So you know, your guess is as good as mine on this event.
Jason, how many naps during these three tournaments will you get this weekend?
Oh, probably a nice two or three. It's it's great because I have to get up in the middle of the night. I'm taking care of the dogs right now, so they wake up every couple hours, and I wake up with them. And, you know, the thing, the Saudi tournament this week, it's a $5 million prize pool. They're paying $15 million in appearance fees to the top guys. Mm-hmm. So the angle I'm taking, and obviously Dustin Johnson's won two of the three tournaments here, but what's your incentive to try extra hard at this tournament if you're already getting paid to show up, you know, to fly in, fly out and play? Are some of these guys, some of the favorites, really going to push it if they're, you know, in contention? I took J.H. Kim 50-1, took Matt Wolf 55-1, and I took Jonathan Vegas 60-1. I found that offshore. I've seen his number fluctuate as high as 60, as low as 25-1. So, Saudi Arabia, I took some of the longer shots on the board as opposed to a Bryson up top or a DJ. But I think there's so many tournaments this week that between this and live betting, you just have so many opportunities to make money on golf this weekend. And there's Korn Ferry too. You could bet on that. That's, you know, that's a whole nother market. I can go on for days.
Oh, that's look, there are, again, this is one of those great weekends where you just you have everything going on, and we don't even have the mention of Pro Bowl's existence, Jason. It's pretty good.
I purposely tried not to. I don't watch the Pro Bowl. I don't talk about it. I have no interest in it. It's, you know, I'd rather watch them have a skills competition or something.
Well, the skills competition is tonight.
Do they actually do that?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that is a bettable market at all, but. I will say it's supposed to be 40. It's out of the Las Vegas ballpark in Summerlin. There's supposed to be 45 mile an hour wind gusts tonight out of the ballpark. Wow. So I don't know if it's a bettable market. I haven't seen anything, but keep that in mind if you're heading into the skills competition market there, Jason.
I wish that was a bettable market. That would be a fun thing to play around with today.
Absolutely. He's Jason Weingarten, of course, on the tweets at Spreadopedia. Get him on the Wide World of Wine Cart, Wide World of Wine Garden podcast, of course, here with us at VSiN, VSiN.com/podcast, where you can find Jason's podcast. Jason, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the weekend of golf and naps.
Thank you. I'm very, very looking forward to it. Get it started tonight, actually. I think the first two tournaments tee off about 8 o'clock tonight Pacific, so can't wait.
That'll be awesome. Jason Weingarten, of course, always great to catch up with Jason. That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun, as always, to catch up with Jason. And, of course, look, there is a lot of golf to be bet this weekend. There just is, in a week where, of course, the only football game is the Pro Bowl. Not really bettable. The NHL All-Star Game, which I will say this. The NHL All-Star Game, having to, because of the way that the television stuff breaks down, playing a noon local puck drop in Vegas on a Saturday is just kind of just shows where your league is at more than anything. But look, it'll be fascinating to see how everything goes over the weekend here in town. We discussed it earlier in the week, Matt and Everett, the Bellagio fountains being utilized for an NHL event, the blackjack inspired event on the strip as well for the NHL. And it's fascinating to see the whole weekend. Brady Cannon's going to be with us next. We're going to have NFL talk and, of course, more golf talk with one of the two co-hosts of the best golf show that has ever existed, Long Shots. Of course, him and Wes Reynolds, their episode now available now at vsin.com/podcast as well. But I actually have a college basketball play today, which is probably the biggest upset of all. I mentioned it earlier with Kai McKeon. I will be on Vanderbilt plus the 15.5 against Kentucky. Now, could this blow up in my face? Absolutely. Kentucky is much better than Vanderbilt. This is a pure spot play against Kentucky, coming off really just whipping Kansas in every facet for the whole 40 minutes at the Fog on Saturday evening. Vanderbilt is not as – this is not like Vanderbilt over the last few years where they were really bad. This is a totally reasonable Vanderbilt Commodore team. They're getting players back, as Kai mentioned earlier. 15.5 is a lot. So I'll take the 15.5 with Vanderbilt and see how it goes. Haven't given out one of these plays on the air in a while. So – when Kentucky covers, don't be mad at me. That's all I'll say. Brady Cannon. host of Long Shots. He's going to be with us next. We'll get his NFL thoughts as well, of course, as he hosts the Pro Football Blitz as well with James Salinas on the network. Brady Cannon next on VSiN's A Numbers Game. Our own Stormy Bonatoni on Friday, February 11th at 6 o'clock for the big game betting and beers event live right here at the casino we're at, the South Point Hotel and Casino here in Las Vegas. Stormy will be joined by our guys in the desert, Chris Andrews, Jimmy Vaccaro, Vinny Maliulo, for a fun and informative look at betting this year's big game and stories from behind the book about all the action that these legends have seen over the years. The event is free for everyone over 21 and over, so stop by the South Point on Friday the 11th. That's a week from this Friday, February 11th at 6 p.m. to get free samples of Bookmaker Blonde Ale, specials on Budweiser, purchase signed, and you can get a purchase signed copy of either of Chris Andrews' book. Learn more as well about these about this event from these experts, Vinny, Chrissy, Jimmy, with Stormy. Betting and beers here at the South Point on Friday, February 11th. It is a numbers game here on VSiN. I'm Jeff Parles in for Gil Alexander. And now, one of the co-hosts of the greatest golf betting podcast ever, period. End of story. Long Shots co-host, now available now wherever you get your podcast for this week, Brady Cannon with us right now. Brady, thank you as always to be with us. But before we get into golf, you also host on the weekends with our guys, with our guy James Salinas, the Pro Football Blitz, which you hear every single weekend here on VSiN. So, of course, I got to ask you your initial thoughts on this Bengals-Rams Super Bowl that we all expected to get a month ago.
Yeah, exactly. I am really excited, and thanks for having me, Jeff. Good to be back in the saddle on Wednesdays talking golf, and, of course, still a little football to go here. I'm really excited for the Bengals. They've been a great story, and the Rams certainly were, you know, one of the preseason favorites, one of the shorter shots anyway. And, you know, I'm happy for Matthew Stafford and what they – I thought they put maybe one of the best games I've seen him play all year together against the Niners. It didn't necessarily look that way, but they really dominated that game defensively. And to shut the Niners' running game down to averaging 2.5 yards per carry, that was pretty impressive. So I do think we have a good game. I think the spread indicates that. And I've been trying to talk myself out of betting on the Bengals for 5 days or so now, but I can't get past it. I keep coming up with reasons that I think Joe Burrow continues this amazing run, and part of me is even saying, you know, is Joe Burrow going to be the next Tom Brady? And that's a huge statement, but I mean, so far he's shown signs that he is really headed for greatness. So what I did last night actually is I bet a two-team teaser. I took the Bengals up to plus 10.5, and I took over 42.5. I know that the money has kind of been coming towards the under, and I understand that when it was at 50. But I definitely think these two teams can get over 42.5. They both averaged about 26 or 27 points per game on the year offensively. And I think we'll see some offense in this game out of these two quarterbacks and what they've shown the last few weeks all season long. You know, I think we're going to get a 27-24, maybe 24-21, something game like that. And I haven't quite decided who's going to win the game yet. You know, in the Super Bowl and these playoffs, you know, Jeff, the spread a lot of times doesn't matter. You just pick the winner, and usually you have a spread winner. I don't know if that's the case for the Bengals, but again, I'm having trouble talking myself out of the run that this team has been on.
Brady, we at least have another 10 days to figure it all out, but I'm kind of leaning in your direction that it's going to be hard to not have a Cincinnati bet in my account by the time the game kicks off next Sunday in L.A. Brady, of course, on Long Shots yesterday, you and Wes Reynolds did your thing, of course, available now. Three events this weekend, Brady, but let's start with the one that's stateside and the one that you guys talked about the most on the podcast, the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Of course, this field, not quite what it usually is because of the event in Saudi Arabia. Patrick Cantlay, currently your short shot, Brady.
Yeah, exactly. The Saudi Invitational, kind of a convoluted, event that was just kind of thrown together. You know, Greg Norman has been trying to put together a world golf tour for years. And, that field over there is really loaded, and it'll be interesting to watch. And it'll be interesting to see how that affects golf going forward. There was a threat that the PGA Tour was going to not let guys do this, and this has happened. So it's an interesting development, but we'll see what comes of it. Pebble Beach, yeah, unfortunately they've kind of taken it on the chin because of this, and the field is down a little bit. But this is really so much about the venue. Pebble Beach itself, of course, is a golf icon, and then you have Spyglass Hill and the Monterey Peninsula course. They're really three of the best golf courses in the world, and that's really a lot about what this week is the courses themselves. And, of course, you have the pro-am and the celebrities out there, and I'm not as interested in that part, but I do love just watching this tournament for the beauty of the area. And Pebble's an interesting test of golf. I do a lot of comparisons to comp courses and other courses where players have success, and that might translate into having success on this week's track. But I think it's hard to find courses that are similar to Pebble. It has the smallest greens on tour. Obviously, it's a coastal design. You have the Poana putting surface again. So I did compare it to Torrey Pines, but really the comparisons don't really go further than the putting surface because the courses are very different. And then I did compare it to Silverado up in Napa where they hold the Fortinet. Similar in the turf species, the greens, and that type of thing. So, again, it's Pebble's very unique, but and it kind of spells that out and who we see win this thing. We've seen triple digit bombs and we've seen shorter shots. It doesn't seem like there's a lot in between, kind of all or nothing with the results at this tournament, and that's kind of the way I went with my handicap, Jeff. Wes and I were talking about this on the podcast. It's like there's so many guys that you think can win this week, and from a huge portion of the field, not necessarily at the top. I actually played 9 outrights this week, and oh, wow, not one of them was shorter than 50-1.
Roll through them, Brady.
All right. Well, I started with Mackenzie Hughes. He missed the cut last week at Torrey, but he played well in the U.S. Open there. Also finished 29th at Torrey back in 2019. 10th place at Pebble last year, has a couple of good finishes in Napa. Played him at 50-1. Lanto Griffin also at 50-1. He actually has really good success on all the courses I mentioned. As far as the skill sets I looked at this week, Jeff, greens and regulation, strokes gained approach, scrambling, putting inside of 10 feet. Hitting the green and scrambling is going to be really important. I mentioned how small these greens are. So guys are going to miss a lot of them, and they're going to have to get up and down. Lanto Griffin is good on approach and in scrambling. Christian Bezuidenhout took him at 55-1. He was 46th last week at the Torrey Pines. Pretty solid short game, excellent on approach, and had a couple of good finishes at some coastal courses recently in Mayakoba and at the Sony in Hawaii. I played Tom Hoge at 66-1. He missed the cut at Torrey last week, but he's got a couple of recent top five finishes at the American Express. Also has a 12th tier recently at Pebble. Matt Jones, I played at 70-1. Matt just seems to have a real affinity for Poana Greens and Pebble Beach. He's got an 11th, a 7th, and a 5th place finish at this tournament. And then I went into the triple digits, the big bombs. I took Troy Merritt at 100-1, Grayson Sigg at 125-1, a young PGA Tour rookie who shows a lot of promise. Peter Malnati at 225-1, and then a little bit of local flavor, a guy that went to Cal Berkeley, James Hahn, and has actually finished as high as 3rd at Pebble before. So he'll know these courses as well as anyone. He's won at Riviera, which also has some similar putting surfaces. So James Hahn at 300-1, I thought was worth a stab.
You got a lot of big numbers there, Brady. Hopefully one of them can get home this week after really just a bad beat for you with Zalatoris not getting home last week against Luke List.
Yeah, it was tough for the long shots crew. Humans and I had Zalatoris, and Wes and I had Justin Rose, who dunks one in the water on 18, and had he birdied that hole, which it was a pretty easy birdie hole, he would have been in the playoff as well. So, yeah, but, you know, that's the fun of it. They don't all come through, and, you know, hopefully we just get that close again and have a shot on Sunday this week as well.
Absolutely. Of course, the show and the podcast, Long Shots, go download it today. Brady Cannon, Wes Reynolds, as always, doing a great job taking you through the weekend ahead in golf. Brady, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Sounds like a plan, my friend. Thank you very much.
You got it, Brady. Of course, get Brady on the tweets at Las Vegas Golfer as well. Coming up next, we're going to look a little bit at some early props on the big game, and also, too, touched on it a little bit earlier, there is one specific position where I'm curious to see where books put numbers up on these guys, and I'll tell you what that is next on A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All the action you need is at BetMGM. Sign up now using the bonus code VSIN1000, and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, daily boosted odds specials as well. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter the bonus code, important here, VSIN1000, that's VSIN1000, to make your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 or older to place a wager. New customer offer only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-transferable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The promotional offer not available in Nevada. It is A Numbers Game here on VSiN. Happy to be with you. The Lombardi Line, of course, comes your way next. Dave Ross, Mike Pritchard, the crew today for the show. I want to get back into the Super Bowl-related things here for the final segment of A Numbers Game. The prop market I'm most interested in to see, and of course we get all sorts of crazy props. You know, you get your index props as well of getting what the exact number of points a team is gonna end up scoring in the Super Bowl. You get everything. You see on your screen right now, reception props. And now I'm gonna make a quick point on this because these are wide receivers only right now. And some books are a little bit slower to getting the tight end numbers up because of injury concerns on both sides. The Rams, of course, as you see on the screen, Cup, Jefferson, Beckham, all with numbers. Cooper Kupp's is a nice 102.5, which is just a humongous number by any stretch. But You're gonna want to bet the under on Cooper Kupp receiving yards? You're gonna want to bet the under? I'm not going to have the gall to do that. 8.5 receptions, by the way, seems high as well, but I'm not going to touch that. Chase at 80.5 receptions, 5.5. I like that. Don't like the juice at minus 150, but I would probably look to the over. T. Higgins, I very much like over 5.5 receptions. That's the safety blanket for Joe Burrow, T. Higgins. 69.5 is probably good as well. Beckham has been so good at 64.5, but I don't think that's a bettable number. I think that's about right. Boyd and Jefferson. The one thing with Van Jefferson is that if Van Jefferson is going to make a play in this game, he's almost assuredly going over 34.5. Because you could very easily get that 1 for 46, that 1 for 53 that we've seen Van Jefferson do at times this year. Interesting to see there. But the interesting thing, as we've talked about, tight ends, those markets are not up in some spots right now because of the injuries to Tyler Higbee, who left the NFC Championship game with a knee injury, and C.J. Uzomah, who also left with a knee injury and had crutches going back to the sideline in the second half. The only thing is, the early reports give Uzomah a chance. He seemingly has escaped a significant knee injury. And I'm very curious to see when those lines drop on the tight ends. Because the guy I want is Kendall Blanton. That's the guy I want if Higbee is compromised at all. Blanton, who, again, from the University of Missouri, had to sneak that in there, Matt Neverett. Kendall Blanton had more catches in the NFC Championship game than he did the entire regular season. Kendall Blanton had 5 catches against the 49ers for 57 yards. He had 4 catches for 37 in the regular season. In the Tampa game, he was utilized as well. He had 2 catches and a touchdown, if you remember. Kendall Blanton actually scored the first touchdown of the game against Tampa. And if you took a wacky long shot bet on Blanton to score the first touchdown, more power to you in that game. But Matthew Stafford utilizes the tight end. We've seen it through his entire career in Detroit as well. Hockenson, Pettigrew, those names through the career in Detroit. Also, if you have a Brandon Pettigrew mentioned on the show, over a half, you cash that ticket as well. But I am really interested to see where these backup tight ends who didn't have a lot of action in the regular season and been utilized, at least in Blanton's case, more in the postseason, I'm very curious to see where those numbers come out. Because you're in a whole scenario here where you might end up with some numbers that don't particularly make sense to some. And I would be looking to bet Blanton over, honestly, 2.5. If you get a 2.5, that's an easy over on receptions. Yardage a little more tricky because it'd be a short yardage thing for Kendall Blanton. But if you get a 2.5 on Blanton receptions, assuming Higbee is still compromised, I would be willing to take that because there may be some pretty significant juice to the under. If Higbee is in this game. If Higbee's not in the game, then the number's probably going to be different. A 1.5, even, if Higbee's in, would be good, even if it's juiced to the over on Blanton. Drew Sample's the other guy to look at here if Uzomah's unable to go. The only thing that concerns me is that Sample was barely utilized in the Chief game. He had 1 catch for 4 yards. Sample, by the way, 11 catches for 81 this year in the regular season. Sample had 1 game with 3 catches as well against Cleveland, the game that Cleveland went to Cincinnati and pummeled the Bengals. Yeah, the Bengals this year lost to the Jets with Mike White and made Mike White look like an overnight sensation and gave the Browns 40 points in back-to-back weeks and earned the Super Bowl. Just shows how weird this league can be this year, for sure. Passing props, we'll go there next. We'll go there. These, obviously, we will look at these as we go along through the entire week. Plus, obviously, we're 10 days away. I don't think any of these markets at the numbers that they are at right now are bettable into. And I'll say this. Also, I'm going to assume Matthew Stafford is not minus 1,300 to throw an interception. I'm going to say Stafford is minus 135 to throw an interception in the game. But you look at these two guys. It's really interesting to think about this, that you have a guy in Burrow who's in his second year. Of course, he could win a title with Ed Ogeron and Zach Taylor within a three-year period, which would be one of the most incredible quarterback dragging a coach to championship runs you will ever see. Burrow hasn't, in this postseason, there haven't really been any, other than the big plays against Kansas City, which were actually more with his feet than his arm. Burrow's been okay in this postseason. He hasn't been spectacular. It's been good. He hasn't been great. Stafford was very good against Tampa Bay. He was good when he had to be against the Niners. The Cardinal game was just a total wipeout. The Cardinals might not have, just shouldn't have even bothered getting to SoFi that day. It was that bad. But this quarterbacking matchup is a fascinating matchup to look at, because we know that Matthew Stafford is combustible. We know this. We have seen through the year, there have been multiple times this year where Matthew Stafford either almost cost the Rams games, looking at you, Minnesota, and Baltimore for not taking advantage of that. And then, of course, the one in prime time, the Tennessee game, where two interceptions by Matthew Stafford completely flipped that game in Tennessee's favor. You remember, Tennessee had under 3.5 yards of play in that game and won by 3 scores. So this quarterbacking matchup, where I do give a slight edge to Burrow. Stafford is so, the variance is so big with Matthew Stafford that Matthew Stafford could very easily be the reason the Rams win this game, very easily be the reason the Rams lose this game. Also, too, if you like the Rams to win this game, bet Matthew Stafford to win the Super Bowl MVP. Plus money right now. There are very talented defensive players on that side. Jalen Ramsey at 100-1 is an intriguing bet. I know our guy Will Hill said that earlier in the week on the Lombardi line. But the path to a Ram Super Bowl championship without a Matthew Stafford MVP to me is very small. I also like Joe Burrow to win the Super Bowl MVP if the Bengals win, but that's one of those two where you just have to see where the money line goes to on Cincinnati. See where you can get the better number on that. You know, +115 is going to be better on Stafford than the Rams' money line at any point. I would imagine, though, Burrow MVP is going to end up still being 30 cents at least, 35 cents at least, even if we get some movement on that money line. But as we know, those numbers come down through the week. See the casual players coming in just bet money line instead of spread on the Super Bowl. That's all the time we have here on A Numbers Game. Thanks for being with us this morning. The Lombardi Line. Dave Ross, Mike Pritchard, coming your way next. It's A Numbers Game here on VSiN. Enjoy the rest of your day.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.